Hey, Bart, you recently posted on your Rants page about Rush Limbaugh's recent comment that if any harm should come to President Bush, there'd be dire consequences. Your reply to that was, no telling what the stroke-addled caveman has hinted at, but it might be assassination. Let me remind you, Rush, that your side hasn't taken a hit since Lincoln and they shot him for considering the Negro a human being. No, it's our side that keeps getting murdered by your side. Well, you know, Bart, that may be true. However, they could be breaking tradition this time around. Maybe 911 isn't their Reichstag fire after all. After the Reichstag fire in the 1930s, the Nazis declared open season on all political parties. An object of national pride was destroyed. All opposing political entities were outlawed and eliminated. It was easy. The press was at their disposal, and they were in the legislative and judicial majority. Think I'm paranoid? Before you say it can't happen here, my friends, remember, the Bush family evil empire has the press at their disposal, and they have the legislative and judicial majority. Rock on, Bark Cop Radio. Build that hammer higher.
Hi, Bart. This is Greg in California. I'm really excited to hear the birth of Bart Radio. I did hear you yesterday. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your forum and your daily writings, and I've donated a little to help this radio happen. I really like garbage playing in the background. I think that's wonderful, and you're just doing a great job. I just feel great about everything you've done. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Bart, good luck with your radio career.
Hey, Bart, I heard a joke. Well, actually, I kind of invented it. Anyway, you know that one guy from Iraq, he's always saying stuff like the Americans have not entered Baghdad and whatnot. His name is, I believe, is Mohammed al-Said or something like that. Anyway, his name translated into English is Jessica Lynch. Pretty funny, huh? Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Bart. This is Kim from Virginia. I'm part of the Rush Transcript Group. We transcript the Pig Boy every show that we can, and we're actually working on last Friday's show now. And I came across a clip that I thought you might enjoy that pretty much proves that Rush will never, ever get over his love for Clinton. I thought I'd play it for you. Hold on just one moment.
Hundreds of students surged to the front of the auditorium as Clinton left the stage to begin shaking hands. Natalie Powers, 21, of Naples, was so excited she lost her about shaking Clinton's hand that she called her mother on her cell phone. Mom, guess what? I shook Clinton's hand. He was amazing. Never mind. Clinton, the 42nd president. I'm sorry, folks. I just can't avoid these thoughts. Where the hand was. I don't think that we should ever give up the right to use our...
There you go. Proof yet again that Rush is in love with Bill Clinton and can't stop thinking about his... Well, I won't say it because I doubt you want me to say that on the radio. You're doing a great job. Looking forward to Bart Cop Radio. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, we've taken out a statue and now we've declared victory. What is this, voodoo? That's like we built a dummy of George Bush and then impeached it and suddenly he's out of office? No, that's just craziness, man. It seems like it's a trap to me, if anything, if we come in and take out an abandoned city and have no resistance. Anyway, I'm talking to a machine here. It just strikes me as funny that we're declaring victory over the statue and suddenly... everything's all cool in the world, you know. Suddenly they're going to restate what the purpose of the war was. It wasn't mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. It wasn't freeing the people of Iraq. It was the statue all the time, man. We come in, we take another statue, everything's cool. You know, I'm done ranting, Bart. This is Tristan, man. I've written you before. Keep up the good work, swing the hammer, man, and I'm going to stop talking now. Bye. Bart, I forgot to add that Halliburton will probably get the contract to rebuild the statue when this is all said and done. Just you watch. Thanks again. Tristan again. Bye.
Tristan, I like your voice and I like your sense of humor. I'd like you to call more often on the old Bart phone there, and when we get live, I want you to call in and we'll talk to you live on the radio. Thanks.
I'm sorry, folks. I just can't avoid these thoughts.
The Pig Boy. I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot of that. We're going to grab little sound bites of something he says that's extra stupid, and we're going to hammer him to death with it.
Hey, Bart, this is Gordon Guano in Mount Airy, North Carolina, home of the proposed Andy Griffith statue, which we'll be shortly covering with an American flag. I was just calling because I had sent a little bit of bling-bling your way and hadn't yet received an email that you had gotten it. Did you get it, or do I need to send more to get your attention? Have a great one.
Gordon, I remember meeting you in D.C. Like most things, the mail is very much behind. Last Saturday, I spent a few hours replying and thanking people. I need about 40 hours in a day to make things work. But I do remember that yours was one of those that went out Saturday, so you ought to have it soon. Thanks for the contribution, dude.
Hey, Bart, this is Steve. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee. And just thought I'd make a point that I haven't seen anywhere on the site or anything. That everybody's making a big deal out of all of the celebrating and the statue pulling down and all this sort of crap that's going on in Iraq. My thing is, I know I'm a natural cynic, and perhaps I'm just, I think this way, but if I was a member of the Ba'ath Party in Iraq, and I was worried about how I was going to be treated, I would be out there front and freaking center, tearing shit down and goddamn making a big deal out of the fact that Saddam was gone. I'd be going over the top. Hey, some of those people do look like they're going over the top. I wonder how many of those people are just trying to fucking cover their own goddamn ass.
Hey, Bart, it's David from Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Got a strange question for you. Are you starting to see deja vu all over again like I am, or is it just me? I mean, here we got a president suddenly getting popular because of a war, and the last president named Bush that tried this, well, we all know what happened to him. Give it a thought.
Hi, Bart. This is Medical Barbie again. Let me tell you something. I'm about to lose this site forever. Really, in the next couple of days, I may not have this site ever again because Mattel is kind of harassing a friend of mine who owns the site. So, I don't know if you want to do this, but if you'll put a link onto the site, it's http://rainbowbarbie.com. That's RainbowBarbie.com. And the only reason why I even tell you that is because it may never exist again. So, hey, here's your warning. Anyway, talk to you later.
Bart, TV Brain in L.A. Thousands march in Baghdad. Hey, if I've learned anything over the last couple months, it's that people on the streets mean nothing. Anyway, dude, get angry. Be angrier. That's the problem. Get angry. You want people to be funny, you need to be angry. You're a little laid back. Lose it. Be angry. If you want to be popular, gotta be angry. Take it easy. Keep hammering.
I think there'll be plenty of chances to be angry real soon. But right now, it's kind of a hi, I'm Bart, and you're the microphone kind of relationship I'm trying to build here. And if I get too out of control angry, I'm not going to get anything recorded. So, yeah, let me, I can get real angry. But let me figure out where things are, and then we'll get angry. And the other thing, I can't manufacture the rage. If I'm not mad, I'm not going to fake it like the others. There'll be times when I'm in a good mood and times I'm in a bad mood, and we'll find out which one's funnier. There's going to be plenty of chances to hear old Bart lose his temper, trust me. So, but yeah, I do appreciate the tips.
Hey, Bart, I heard you lost this one, so I'm going to go ahead and relate it to you a second time. Don't know if you've heard, but down here in Dallas, there's a big ongoing war about which school is going to go ahead and get the George W. Bush Presidential Library. Well, Baylor University down in Waco wants to go ahead and get hold of it because of the fact that, after all, the Southern Baptists that run Baylor managed to plunk a hell of a lot of money in the Shrubs campaign. They want to get something from it. And Southern Methodist University out here wants to go ahead and get hold of it because SMU's been trying to prove for years that any ignorant dumbass can go ahead and go anywhere they want to and rule the planet so long as they've got an MBA. Also the fact that Pickles went to SMU. Anyway, as I was relating, the whole situation is, it looks as if these schools are going to be going to tactical nukes here by the end of the summer, is really fighting over the one sole remaining copy of George W. Bush's intended concession speech, which of course reads, less sucks worse than anything has ever sucked before. Well, anyway, man, go ahead, keep going with Bart Cop Radio. You got my support. You'll have my money here as soon as I've got a job. And just go ahead and keep giving it to them. Take care. Bye.
So that was phone calls for a couple of days. We'll try not to get so backed up in the future.